Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. On Sunday we sang the wonderful hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. And as we were singing the third verse, I was struck by the words, And when heedlessly falling, he has stayed you. Those words reminded me of something that happened to me last week. I was on the London Underground, making my way to the ELCE's pastors' conference. The train was extremely crowded, and I was not able to get a seat. But when we arrived at King's Cross Station, about two-thirds of the carriage emptied out. I could breathe again, and there were space to move. There were also some empty seats available, but for some reason I decided to stay standing next to the set of doors that had not opened. Just as the doors opposite me were going to close, an elderly lady stepped onto the train. She barely made it into the carriage before the door shut. But instead of holding on, she decided to walk across the carriage. It was then that the train started with a jerk, and this lady stumbled and began to heedlessly fall. Thankfully, I saw what was about to happen, so I stepped forward and I caught her as she was on her way down. Well done, you might think. Not really. You see, in order to catch this lady in mid-fall, I had to let go of what I was holding on to. So I'm stepping forward, and she was falling backward, and the train was quickly gathering speed as it left the platform. Now, instead of this lady heedlessly falling, this lady and I were heedlessly falling. Fortunately, we both stumbled backwards uncontrollably, and I backed into the safety glass panel between the doors and the seats. Thankfully, there was something there that was stable, that could hold our weight, and was able to bring an end to our macabre dance. Once my back was pressed up against the glass panel, all was well. We had a solid, immovable foundation, which allowed both of us to regain our balance. What a sight that must have been. But this unusual spectacle encapsulates a good description of what the Christian life should be like. As we travel through life, we will come across those who are heedlessly falling. And God has called us to reach out and lend them a hand, and even to catch them if necessary. We may help keep them from crashing down, but often when we do this, the weight of their burden and the fast pace of life and our own instabilities will cause us to also stumble and totter. In ourselves, we do not have the strength, stability, or power to save them and remain standing tall and unshaken ourselves. No, often, when we reach out to help those who are in trouble, it knocks us off balance as well. And when that happens, we need something or someone sure, stable, and immovable to rely on. And that's exactly where Christians go, to our steadfast and immovable Redeemer. For Jesus the Christ is our sure foundation and the solid rock upon whom we build. And as our lives are firmly constructed on the rock of salvation, we can then offer assistance to our brothers and sisters who are stumbling and heedlessly falling. St. Paul in Galatians chapter 6 verses 1 through 3 says, If anyone is caught in a transgression, you who are spiritually strong should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. God will grant you the opportunity to assist someone who is heedlessly falling. So take it, but come to their aid not in your own strength, for that will only cause both you and them to stumble and fall. Instead, help them in the strength and in the love of Jesus Christ. Then you will be firmly grounded in our Savior's love and mercy. As the old hymn puts it, ponder anew what the Almighty can do, as with His love He befriends you. Let us pray. Praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is your health and salvation. Let all who hear now to His temple draw near, join in with glad adoration. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.